You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of August 31st through September 6th. On August 31st, 1897, John Drew and Billy Burke, in her Broadway debut, are the stars of the new play, My Wife, opening at the Empire Theater. There are 129 performances. In 1916, it's opening night for one of the biggest hits in the history of Broadway's huge Hippodrome Theater. The extravaganza, The Big Show, opens a 425 performance run featuring Dixie Girard, Dippy Dears, and the Mazzetti Brothers. In 2011, a revised staging of George Gershwin, Ira Gershwin, Dorothy Hayward, and DuBose Hayward's American folk opera Porgy and Bess, starring Audra McDonald and Norm Lewis, opens at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The production later transfers to Broadway and wins Tony Awards for Best Actress in a Musical and Best Revival of a Musical. September 1st, 1924, John Colton and Clements Randolph adapt the W. Somerset Maugham story, Miss Thompson, as the hit play Rain, about tough prostitute Sadie Thompson, played by Gene Eagles, who battles a bigoted missionary in the steamy jungle. It runs for 648 performances and is adapted several times as a film. September 2nd, 1924, the operetta Rose Marie premieres. Rudolf Frimmi and Herbert Stothart wrote the music, and Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Harbach the book and lyrics. It runs 557 performances and enjoys a long life in tours and regional productions. September 3rd, 1923, marks opening night of Poppy, the first book musical that stars comedian W.C. Fields. It runs 346 performances at Broadway's Apollo. 1924 sees the opening night of the popular Maxwell Anderson and Lawrence Stallings drama, What Price Glory, about two tough-as-nails soldiers who are perpetual rivals in war and love. The play runs 435 performances at the Plymouth. In 1929, the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein II operetta Sweet Adeline opens, starring Helen Morgan in the title role. It runs 234 performances at Hammerstein's Theater and introduces the song, Why Was I Born? September 4th, 1922, bringing the early 20s fad of musicals about plucky heroines like Sally, Irene, and Mary to its climax, J. Fred Coots, Eddie Dowling, Cyrus Wood, and Raymond Clagies put them all together in a show called Sally, Irene, and Mary, which is yet another hit and runs 313 performances. In 2003, Nathan Lane plays blacklisted writer Dalton Trumbo in the solo drama Trumbo, opening off-Broadway at the West Side Theater. In the months to come, numerous other stage and film stars take the role for short engagements, including F. Murray Abraham, Brian Dennehy, Gore Vidal, Richard Dreyfuss, and Roger Rees. September 5th, 1905, sees the U.S. premiere of George Bernard Shaw's Man and Superman, which runs 192 performances at the Hudson. In 1934, Sophie Tucker gets a black eye when she steps behind that. In 1934, Sophie Tucker gets a black eye when she steps between two women fighting over her autograph outside the Empire Theater in London. September 6th, 1919, after 30 days, 37 closed productions, and 16 prevented openings, the Actors' Equity strike is settled at 3 a.m. The strike, which began on August 7th, is the longest in American theater history. 1979 sees a revival of the musical Peter Pan, opening at the L'Enfantin Theater with Sandy Duncan as Peter and George Rose as Captain Hook. It runs 554 performances, more than three times as long as the original. In 1985, Barbara Cook, George Hearn, Mandy Patinkin, Lee Remick, and more convene upon the stage at Avery Fisher Hall to perform what will become an iconic concert version of Stephen Sondheim's Follies. 2016 sees a 60th anniversary revival of Lerner and Loewe's My Fair Lady, directed by original Eliza Doolittle, Julie Andrews. The production, at the Sydney Opera House in Sydney, Australia, stars Olivier Award winner Alex Jennings as Professor Higgins and young Australian star Anna O'Byrne as Eliza. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.